Get ready for the greatest roast of all time. The Roast of Tom Brady. A Netflix live event happening May 5th. Hosted by Kevin Hart. The seven-time world champion gets his cleats held to the fire by famous friends and frenemies on an unforgettable night where everything is fair game. Tune in on May 5th at 5 p.m. Pacific time for The Roast of Tom Brady. Live only on Netflix.
The Garden Report is brought to you by FanDuel, the exclusive wagering partner of the CLNS Media Network.
Noah Dalzell joined me from Celtics blog again. And this Indiana team, I feel like, has challenged the Celtics more than maybe any other team this year, at least like amongst potential playoff opponents. And it's certainly a team that the Celtics could see in the first round, maybe the second round, if they're able to fight into that home court tier in the East. How seriously are you taking this team? How much do you pull from tonight's game? Obviously, they were able to pull a massive comeback off to take a lead late in this game and then had a mini run in the end of the fourth quarter to get the game-tying three attempt here in the corner we're standing in from Aaron Nesmith. Derek White blocks that and they escape with this one, but another furious Pacers challenge.
I don't think anybody wants to see Haliburton in the first round. And Porzingis talked about it after the game. I mean, he pretty much said, like, this team has a way of making you look bad. They make it look like you're not playing hard. Like, they're scrappy. They're physical. They play fast. And so I think it's probably a matchup you want to avoid. That being said, I also don't think it's a team that they're necessarily afraid of. They're going to muck things up and they're going to kind of play their own pace. But ultimately, I think it's still a pretty good matchup, just like sizing up the rosters. I think the Celtics probably aren't afraid of them. But it was a very competitive season series. I mean, they won it 3-2, but a lot of those games could have gone either direction.
Yeah, I know Haliburton in the first one. Of course, this is the only one with Pascal Siakam, which changes everything here. And I've taken that addition seriously. You trade out Bruce Brown, who's a good role player who was effective for this team. But this is a champion. This is a guy who has real pedigree in this league as a top, I don't know what you want to call him, 30, 40 player. So he brings some legitimacy to this roster, and you see him still feeling it out tonight. I thought he started slow, but late in this game, the offensive rebounding from him, he had a tough turning hook shot over Porzingis at one point. Pacers dominated the boards in this game, so he brings a new element to them. They were sort of that scrappy team. Obviously, Haliburton playing at an MVP level got them up and down the floor fast. They were that regular season team that scored a ton. Of course, they gave up 81 points in the first half, kind of emblematic of the defensive struggles they've had this year. But when you have Haliburton, who's an All-NBA guy, and Siakam, who's a former champion, and, you know, in certain years, an All-NBA level guy, all of a sudden, you have a much more competitive series. I think that's what we're talking about here. We're not expecting the Celtics to lose to the Knicks or the Heat or any of these teams in the middle of the conference. But which series goes the longest? Where they get challenged the most? And especially, as you mentioned, in a round one, you don't want to go 6-7 games. And that's what they did last year with the Hawks.
Right. I mean, honestly, though, you rattling down the list, I don't want to see the Heat in the first round either. Yeah. Like, I know they're on a 7-game losing streak or whatever it is, but we all know what happens in the playoffs. But to the one asterisk with tonight's win is that Haliburton was really kind of taking over this game.
Yeah.
And then obviously he didn't play in the fourth quarter due to a minutes restriction, so that was kind of a weird turn that, you know, he was playing with a pace, setting up his teammates, and then all of a sudden, you know, he was kind of done tonight. So we haven't actually seen them face off with a healthy Haliburton for the entire game. In a couple of games now, because the last game, you know, he missed the second half as well. So, and Siakam, I actually thought kept them in it largely in the first half. It was funny, I turned to some of the other reporters and I said, you know, I think Siakam's keeping them in this one. And then I realized they were actually down by 20. But I think it would have been 30 if it wasn't for his activity and just he had some putbacks, hit some easy ones. So he certainly changes the trajectory of this team and kind of what they're able to do, even when threes aren't falling. He's just kind of like a perfect fit. And Rick Carlisle talked about it before the game, too, that he's just one of those guys you plug in. He'll get his 18 points, his 6 rebounds, even if you don't call any plays for him or even if he doesn't know the system necessarily. So they're an impressive team. I mean, Porzingis, the way he talked about it afterwards, I was like, this is a team that commands respect from their opponent. That was the main thing that was clear to me.
Yeah, and it could potentially be the most dangerous matchup among the teams that they could possibly face in one of those two rounds. You mentioned the Heat, always dangerous. Add Terry Rozier, get healthy, hit their stride close to the playoffs. I think that would be many people's answers. I think you have to consider the Knicks this year, too.
Yeah.
OG Anunoby, not a Siakam star caliber player, but the impact's been even bigger, at least so far, with what they've done. They're dealing with some injuries, too. But if they're healthy for the playoffs, that's probably my pick of who you want to avoid here. And they did avoid them last year in the East Finals. run into the Heat and lose to them anyway, but I felt like the Knicks would have been really dangerous too here. So if you're picking that one team to avoid in the East, the one team that you think would have the best shot of knocking off the Celtics, could pick the Bucks, could pick the Knicks, some of those top tier teams, even Philly, who do you think it is?
One team? See, a part of me wants to say the Heat, just because how can you not look at history the last couple of years? I have faith that they'll turn it around.
Yeah, you get that PTSD.
Right, yeah. I mean, it's every year we count them out, and every year I feel like they come alive in April. So I want to see the Heat, but maybe right now, just from a kind of talent standpoint, maybe the Bucks. I don't know how they're going to look under Doc Rivers, but I think they'll probably look a little bit more sharper defensively, which was kind of the main challenge there. So either of those teams. I will say, though, you mentioned the Knicks. I have a feeling the Knicks is going to be an Eastern Conference Finals, like, late playoff team.
They just had it in them last year.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
And they're playing so well right now, you know, so I think that's another team to just kind of be on the lookout for.
Yeah, and the Pacers probably have the best top-end talent of some of the teams we're mentioning here. Well, the Bucks, of course, and Philly's going to Embiid. But in terms of first, second round, it's the Pacers. They got an MVP-level guy in Haliburton in terms of what he's done this year. And then you had Siakam as a second piece to that. And again, this is just the first or second game now those two have played together. So this is just the beginning of the chemistry they're going to form. But the defense, it's bad.
Yeah.
So that makes you feel a little lines, bit. It makes you feel a little bit better if you're the Celtics. We're going to dig a little bit deeper into this game, focus on Aaron Nesmith and the impact he had on this one, because this was his finest game yet.
New customers join today and you get $200 in bonus bets if your first bet of $5 or more wins. Just visit FanDuel.com/Boston to sign up. That's FanDuel.com/Boston. Make every moment more with FanDuel, an official sportsbook partner of the NFL.